When I was planning this episode, I did it very gladly because I thought it would be a good topic to discuss with people who have never read Harry Potter, but also with people who want to try the fantasy genre, but want to do it slowly. Sort of a middle ground between these two types of readers. But after hearing what Miriam Margolyes, best known for her role as Professor Sprout in the Harry Potter movies, has said some days ago, I'm not so sure anymore. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridrelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. Now, you may be wondering what Miriam Margolyes have said that made me question my decision to do this episode. Well, she basically said that, in her opinion, the Harry Potter saga is meant for kids, and the fact that so many adults love these books so much that their lives revolve around them is alarming. In other words, that they should turn the page. At the end of this episode, I will give you my opinion about what Margolyes said. But now, I will talk about the book that concerns us today, The Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson, which I enjoy, and maybe it is because it reminds me, and a lot, the world of Harry Potter. Elizabeth is an orphan girl who grew up in Summerhall, one of the great libraries of Ostermere. However, the library does not contain ordinary books, but only grimoires, which are special books of magical knowledge that have a mind of their own and turn into disturbing leather and ink monsters when provoked. Elizabeth wants to become a guardian to protect the grimoires, especially from wizards. All her life, she has been taught that magic is evil, and wizards are to be mistrusted. Elizabeth herself possesses, in her own way, magic, and the people who will help her save the world are the wizard Nathaniel and his demon Silas. Ironic, isn't it? However, the meeting between Nathaniel and Elizabeth might never have happened if Catherine, Elizabeth's roommate and best friend, hadn't convinced her to break the rules. Will our heroine be able to prevent the act of sabotage that would release the most dangerous grimoire in the library? As I mentioned before, this book reminds me a lot of the world of Harry Potter, but with palpable difference in style between both authors. This is a single book, I mean, it is not part of a saga, and if you can tell that some parts are not well developed, most of them are. But believe me, this book is worth reading because the story is really captivating, and even if the characters of Elizabeth and Nathaniel are not as strong as the plot itself, they are the main characters, although in my opinion Silas is the real protagonist. Back to Miriam Margolyes, what do I think of what she said? Well, to a certain extent I can understand her opinion and where it comes from. But as an avid reader, and even more, as a Harry Potter fan, I feel a bit disappointed, because every time I talk to other people who are much more passionate about the saga than I am, I see a sparkle in their eyes that I find more than inspiring. These people, myself included, are not hurting anyone. We are just trying to spread our love of reading, and for that I can only be grateful. So yes, I will always be on the side of the Harry Potter's nerds, because that's my side. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that I talk about books in more detail on my YouTube channel. And if you want to learn more about them, you can find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week.